It's Saturday night in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world. And here, from the stage of the Ryman Auditorium, is the 1058th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring Porter Wagoner.
Comb your hair and paint and powder. You act proud and I'll act proud. You sing loud. Wood's on fire, you're my gal, and I'm your fella. Dress up in your frock of yellow. I look swell, but you look sweller. Setting the woods on fire, we'll take in all the honky-tonks. Tonight we're having fun. We'll show the folks a brand new dance that never has been done. I don't care, thanks, we're silly. You be daffy and I'll be dilly. We'll order up two bowls of chili. Setting the woods on fire. Oh, yeah. We'll take in all the honky tonk. Tonight we're having fun. We'll show the folks a brand new dance. Never has been done. I don't care, thanks, we're silly. You be daffy and I'll be dilly. We'll order up two bowls of chili. Setting the woods on fire.
Porter Wagoner and Setting the Woods on Fire. Welcome, Porter. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. It's been a long time since you entertained us.
Well, it's been too long, Grant, but I'm back for a while, and we hope to be here more often.
Well, let's certainly hope so, Porter. Well, we've got our usual great show lined up for this evening. There are our two Opry regulars, Cousin Minnie Pearl and Archie Campbell.
Yes, sir, and the king of the guitar pickers, Chet Atkins. Then there's the queen of the piano, Miss Dale Wood, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, along with Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee travelers.
And as Porter's special guests, those two sweet-singing, good-looking, heart-breaking boys who record for RCA Victor, Johnny and Jack.
Well, I'm not sure about the good-looking part, but anyway, Johnny and Jack will be out here to sing for us in just a minute or two. Meanwhile, it's time we introduce a boy who was a little slow kind of getting started in life. In fact, he was so slow that he was 14 years old before he learned to wave bye-bye. Archie Camel!
Howdy, Porter.
Archie, how you doing?
Fairly well, thank you. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm fine. And by the way, we really are glad to have you here with us
tonight. Glad to be here, Mr. Wagoner.
You know, friends, I'll tell you, Archie is quite an authority on women's fashions. And since spring will soon be here, we wanted to kind of talk to him a little tonight on what the well-dressed women are going to wear this year.
Yes, and I've just scanned this vast audience here, and I see some dolls here tonight.
Mr. Camel.
Yes?
Just how long have you been interested in women?
Well, Mr. Wagoner, I've been interested in women for a long time. In fact, I've always leaned toward women.
Yeah. Yes.
Of course, their husbands keep pushing me back, but I've liked... See, my mother was a woman.
Oh, is that... Yeah?
I think that's where it started. I liked women back when they was girls. I first started liking girls as soon as I found out they wasn't little boys.
Mr. Campbell.
Yes, Mr. Wagner.
I'd like for you to give our audience here tonight your opinion on these low-cut dresses.
These low-cut dresses?
Yes, sir.
Well, I've got nothing good to say about them low-cut dresses. I look down on them things.
By the way, Mr. Campbell.
Yes, Mr. Wagner.
What are the fashions going to be like this year for women?
Well, you may not believe this, Mr. Wagner, but the fashions this year, they're going to make dresses out of wood.
Out of wood?
Out of wood, that's right. My wife already has a mahogany skirt and a sycamore blouse. Lovely creation. But I'll tell you, Mr. Wagner, there's one thing that I believe they ought to outlaw.
Well, what's that?
That's that knotty pine dress.
Knotty pine?
Now, suppose a young lady's walking down the main street of Nashville with a knotty pine dress on and a knot hole falls out. I'll tell you, friends, I think it ought to be looked into.
You know, Mr. Campbell, I understand.
Yes, Mr. Wagner.
Some of the fellows here told me that you can just look at a woman and tell what she's thinking.
I can. That's the truth. I can look at a woman and tell you when she's going to tell a lie.
You can, really?
Yes, sir. I can look at her and tell you when she's going to tell a lie.
Well, how do you do it?
Well, now, there's a secret to it. The thing to do is to keep your eyes on her lips. And when they start moving, you know she's lying. Of course, you got to do it right.
You know, listen, since you're such an authority on women, know so much about women, I have a riddle for you about women.
Riddle about women. Well, give it to me. I think I can figure it out.
I want you to see if you can figure out the answer to this
all
riddle.
All right.
I have a face like Elizabeth Taylor.
Yes.
I have a body like Marilyn Monroe and legs like Betty Grable. Who am I?
How's that now?
I have a face like Elizabeth Taylor. I have a body like Marilyn Monroe. And I have legs like Betty Grable. Who am I?
Honey, I don't care who you are. Just kiss me.
Oh, my. Thank you, Archie Campbell. And I'm sure that your problems have touched us all deeply. Maybe a little too deep, in fact. But be that as it may, it's time that we got our guest out here and had a song from him. So let's have a great big Opry welcome for your friends and mine, Johnny and Jack. How about it? Boys, it's really a pleasure to have you with us on the Grand Ole Opry tonight. And I know that you fellows have been traveling all over the country, Johnny, right?
Yes, sir, and we're fixing to go on a big personal appearance tomorrow. We're going over in Kentucky, over at Louisville, to put on a big benefit show for Red Savine. We'll have practically all the Grand Ole Opry will be there. Carl Smith, Webb Pierce, and Pee Wee King, Johnny and Jack, Kitty Wells, Minnie Pearl, and the whole shebang will be over at Louisville in the Armory for a 2 o'clock show tomorrow afternoon and an 8 o'clock show tomorrow night.
Righto, that's in Louisville tomorrow, Johnny. And, Jack, how about you fellas doing that new RCA Victor record? You'll be doing this one tomorrow, too.
All right, one called Sailor Man.
When I first went with Uncle Sam, I thought that I was married. I jumped up on a big marine, it whipped me till my face turned green.
That's the life of a sailor man, he has to do the best he can.
I found me a girl in Baltimore, she gave me the key to her back door. When I went away, she said goodbye and give the key to another guy. I found me a girl in New Orleans, she was one of them Cajun queens. We danced all night at the Roosevelt, I lost my key in the money belt.
That's life of a sailor man, he has to do the best he can. That's life of a sailor man, he has to do the best he can.
I was in Los Angeles, I found a little blonde that loved to squeeze. I asked her if she'd marry me, but she had her husband on the sea. We landed in Eureka Bay, found me a lovely Moose Maid. She said she'd never liked Japan until she found her a sailor man.
That's the life of a sailor man, it has to do the best he can. That's the life of a sailor man, it has to do the best he can.
I put up my 20 years, I ain't gonna shed no salty tears. Gonna find me a woman if I can, who understands a sailor man.
That's the life of a sailor man, he has to do the best he can. That's the life of a sailor man, he has to do the best he can.
Porter, now that there's a break in the music, may I have a minute or two?
Well, to talk about Prince Albert smoking tobacco, be my guest, Grant.
Well, I don't want to harp on that subject, Porter, but if any pipe smokers or roll-your-own men aren't getting the smoking satisfaction they think they ought to have, I'd like to suggest that they switch to Prince Albert.
And that's a mighty good idea, Grant.
Well, Prince Albert is so chock full of that mild and mellow flavor, that smooth and easygoing taste most all smokers want.
Crimp cut, too, so Prince Albert packs right. It burns steady and even without any unpleasant hot spots. And because it sells the fastest, it naturally moves the freshest off the shelf to you. So light up with PA and see for yourself.
Yes, neighbor, the proof is in the puffin. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA.
So take this smoking tip from Grant and myself.
For the best in smoking pleasure, light up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. It's Square Dance time, and here's Tommy Jackson, along with Ralph Sloan and the Tennessee Travelers, to show us how it's done to the tune of an old-timer, Gray Eagle.
Well, see, now, hands up, four, and swing a little left, swing your corner, swing a little sip, swing them all, and swing a paw, and swing a little girl, and march and call, ladies, and you can touch, and from the alcohol, hands up, and dance about, ladies, to the left, and just to the right, dance like a dance, a fair dance. Turn around, you're going wrong, dance till you meet your partner home. Oh, when you meet a greet or smile, right with it, like a cool hog dog. Swing left and swing right and swing like a man some Saturday night.
Thank you, Tommy Jackson, dancers. That was as nice a job as I've seen done in a long time. And speaking of jobs, Porter, it's time we had our secret song for the evening.
Grant, that's a job that is always a pleasant one with me because I love to sing the sacred songs. Here's one that I hope you all will enjoy. I Thought of God.
I walk the whispering forest. Not a man made sound could I.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. You're certainly a wonderful audience. Now it's time that we heard our great guitar picker, and here he is to do a fine job for us on a tune called Villa, our king of the guitar, Chet Atkins.
Yeah.
Now, sir, in the show business, they always say it's hard to follow a great act such as Chet Atkins, but here at the Opry, we're lucky in having just the girl who can follow any man, and most often does, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Thank you very much. Yes, indeed. Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, I'm a little late getting here tonight. I had to run up to Shady Grove this afternoon. I've been trying to get off up there to see Cousin Kate Trimble. My mammy's been in the hospital, and I appreciate them cards you folks been sending her, too, bless her heart. But anyway, we went up to Shady Grove, some of us, this afternoon to see Cousin Kate Trimble. You know, she's my cousin that's got 17 young'uns. Yes, she has, too. I went up there. I always like to see how she's making out. You know, anybody got that many young'uns, they're bound to have some kind of newfangled ways of raising the young'uns. You know, I asked Cousin Kate this afternoon. I said, you got any newfangled ideas about how to raise young'uns? She said, why, good gracious alive, there's folks passing here all time coming by and telling me about all these newfangled ways. Now, she said somebody come by the other day and is telling me about how to find out whether the temperature of the water what you're washing the young'un in is all right. Ain't that silly? Why, Cousin Kate says I know how to tell when the wash water's right for washing a young'un. Says you set the little young'un down in the water, and if the water, if the baby turns red, the water's too hot. And if the baby turns blue, the water's too cold. And if the baby turns white, that little young'un really needed a bath, you know it? Oh, me. Oh, Uncle Nabob was by last night. We was talking about all the things that have happened at Grinder's Switch. Ooh, he's telling about first time one of them automobiles ever come to Grinder's Switch. That's a little before my day, not much, but a little. Well, it was a little, too. But anyway, he's telling about the first one ever come up the road there. Said one morning, him and Aunt Ambrosia's in the house, and they hear the awfulest roaring noise outside. Uncle said he run out there, and here come roaring up the road a great big old black varmint. Well, Uncle never had saw an automobile before, and there this black varmint come roaring up the road. Uncle said he run in the house there, and he got his double-barrel shotgun, and he run out there, and he let go of both barrels. And that feller in the automobile is scared to death. He jumped out of there and run for his life. Aunt Ambrosia hollered out there at Uncle Nabob, says, well, did you get him? Uncle Nabob said, no, but I sure made that varmint turn that feller loose. Bye now. See you next time. Bye.
Hi, folks. This is Ray Price for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. It's the freshest
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow.
That's P.A.
Cool and steady burning.
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow flavor and cool and steady burning. Prince Albert. That's P.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffin', and you'll find that P.A. in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. It's always fresh.
Well, now, let's see. I believe that it would be the best thing for us to get our guests back out here on the stage and listen to them sing once again. So here's Johnny and Jack once more with their great RCA Victor record, their new one called Wild and Wicked World.
It's a wild and wicked world that we live in. Your thrill is every time you break a heart. You always do the taking, never giving. And being mean, you think, is being smart.
But someday, maybe
see the wrong you're doing. But you don't seem to want to change your ways. Bright lights and reckless night will be your ruin. And then is when we'll really start to pay.
But someday maybe you'll be sorry. You may be left a lonely, lonely girl. I fall in love with somebody who's living in your wild and wicked world.
Thank you, Johnny and Jack. Now then, here's Miss Del Wood, the queen of the piano. Number from her new Victor album, Mississippi Showboat. Swinging by the Riverside. Down.
Thank you, Dale. Thanks a lot. Now, Porter, just a word or two about your plans, and then we'll be all set to hear your big new one.
Well, Grant, we're fixing to go down to Florida for a couple of weeks and down in Alabama and Georgia on some personal appearances. And we're really looking forward to it, going down in the warm climate. Now, here's our newest RCA Victor record, and with the help of the little lady who helped us record it, Miss Joyce Paul, the girl who didn't need love. This is the story of a girl who didn't need love. Now there once was a girl who didn't need love. She said she thought it was silly. She was so far above. How she'd laugh when her friends would say, "Look at my ring." And she'd say, "That doesn't mean a thing.
I don't need love. I don't need love. You can have
happened, for a boy came her way, and he kissed her, and he held her, and her heart was so gay. But when he left her for another, her poor heart broke in two, but she cried, "I don't need."
I don't need love.
audience tonight, but that means that we're going to have to leave you, neighbors. But before I go, I want to say how nice it was having all of you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. And I know you'll want to hear next week's show with Hank Snow as the star and Kitty Wells as his guest. So, till then, this is Porter Wagoner saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Smoking more now, but enjoying it less. Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you looking for flavor and mildness? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the very best smoke. Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.